I apologize now for my voice if it starts to cut out or if I start to cough or anything like that.
And now more real fake facts from the Geek Out Heroes.
The seeds of evil can usually be found on any spice rack.
What the fuck?
I like to put mine right next to cinnamon.
Right next to...
I put mine next to the coriander because it sounds evil.
Real fake fact. Tutankhamun died of mockery.
Stupid. What is wrong with my friends?
You never heard another child name that either.
I was going to do another one since that one was short.
Go ahead.
If you can find and ring the bell at Taco Bell, you get a free gordita.
I appreciate that one.
If you go up to that, what happens if you go up and ask them where it is?
That's fucking hilarious.
Where's the bell? I heard if I ring it, I get free food.
That's so fucking funny. That's,
oh man, you notice Taco Bell doesn't use the run for the border anymore ever since they started talking about putting up that fucking wall. Welcome to the Geek Out Heroes. This is Margo.
A crack podcast unit was sent to Colorado Springs by a court of snowflakes for being too good for the rest of the world. These men, and sometimes ladies, promptly escaped from the world of monotony to the podcasting underground. Today, still wanted by the SJWs of the world, they survive as podcasters of no fortune. But if you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can listen to the Geek Out Heroes.
The Geek Out Heroes. This is Margo.
It's not like anybody would chase him down. Miles. Everybody shut down. This is Loach.
So, yeah, they were probably worried about somebody shutting down Taco Bell. You know? Oh man. So let's just really quick. We are recording tonight. We're recording a regular podcast, which is this, which is just an update podcast. And we're going to be recording a Game of the Year podcast. So. Hopefully this one goes pretty quick, but there's been a lot of stuff that's been going on just at the beginning of the year that we need to address and get out of the way. So first, I want to bring up the latest thing that we saw today was the shit that's going on with the CEO of Gearbox. Evidently, someone has brought up a lawsuit I'm not exactly sure what it is. Like, I don't understand how you have a lawsuit for claiming that someone was looking at, owns child pornography and is claiming that they hosted parties with underage kids, and then what was the other stuff, embezzlement?
So yeah, from my understanding, is supposedly the person that's filed the lawsuit is the CEO's former lawyer, I guess.
Okay.
And apparently the CEO supposedly had left a thumb drive in a restaurant in Texas that the lawyer was somehow privy to or found or what have you. They didn't really explain how he came into possession of it, but apparently,
yeah.
It
unless came... the, like unless he's like Jared's lawyer, where he was setting up the stuff and giving him access to this stuff. I don't see how he had like how this ever came about. But keep going.
But yeah, supposedly on the thumb drive was the CEO's child porn collection. And then Jesus there was alleging he's also alleging that the CEO hosted sex parties for men to expose themselves to underage kids.
What the fuck?
As well as also basically screwing Gearbox employees out of a $12 million bonus that was supposed to be distributed amongst the employees. It's important to note from the sounds of everything that they've made public that these are straight up just allegations. Now, the person that's suing stands to earn $3 million if they were to succeed. The fact that this person supposedly found a thumb drive of the CEO's that had child porn on it and knew all this crazy bullshit never came forward. To me, makes you complicit.
Didn't go to the police and went straight to suing for it.
Yeah,
like here, that's the craziest thing I wanted to address.
So it sounds like this a wild and just disgruntled fucking allegation to me, and I hope that's the case.
This absolutely sounds like a person trying to go for money, going for the wallet instead of going for justice, because the person doesn't report it to the police. The police haven't been involved. I don't understand how you can sue someone. That's the thing I want to know. How do you sue someone for having child pornography? Because if that's the case, I want to be the first person to sign up for to go up against R. Kelly.
Right.
And I would suggest the rest of America join me in that. But aside from that, like, you didn't go to the cops about this? Like, you found this drive and decided, all right, instead, I'm going to sue because you had child pornography. It sounds more like, I'm going to sue because I lost my job and I think I can pin maybe the embezzlement thing, and suddenly I'm going to start a slander campaign of, oh, and he's a pedophile, right, and he did this, and he did that. It's like,
that's reaching.
Yeah.
from credibility.
It just sounds like a slander campaign.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope it's not true. God forbid it is.
I would hope that by having this come out in public like this, for this through Kotaku, these allegations based off of this alone, that the police would get involved and go, okay,
right,
you've now involved us in this, and that'll turn into that turns into a criminal case, because when you outright and say this person did this, and one, don't report it, you're now an accessory.
Yeah.
And two,
you're extorting.
You're extorting them. Also, there's the fact that. If you instead went to suing instead of going to the police about it, there's a chance that if you're lying about it, they might also arrest you.
Well, there's no chance. They will.
Well, it definitely opens up to countersuits for slander and defamation.
Yeah, it would really depend on what Pictor would do in exchange.
He has, right, but it's also the fact that
charges for the guy doing
it. Right, I get that, if he's smart, he would. But the thing is also, that's extortion. It's cut and dry.
Yeah. So, listeners, we're not saying he did it or he didn't do it. We're hoping the allegations are just that, allegations.
Because kids are not really involved.
Because then kids aren't really involved. That's the first and foremost.
Absolutely.
And then on top of that, something like this, even allegations alone can hurt a company. And there are a lot of employees under Gearbox. And regardless of how I feel about Gearbox as a publisher or a game developer, these people shouldn't lose their jobs because of allegations or anything like that. There's got to be some proof. There's got to be some kind of, there's got to be some kind of system involved to put this person through this. If this guy's saying that that Pictor actually did these things,
and it's also not even
then there's got to be more than him suing them.
It's not even just as a business suing. You're literally destroying the credibility of people who are actual victims, because people are going to be second guessing. So all you're doing is, I mean, dude, if you really need money, go work. It's not fucking hard.
Yeah, I mean, this is not an instance.
I hope to God it's fake. And I hope the guy who's extorting the money.
This isn't an instance where they have, you know, where they've said that there's physical evidence showing this guy doing this, like R. Kelly, who still got off on it. But yeah, I mean, this is a guy who has, you know, this is one guy saying this one thing versus lots of people saying the same thing. R. Kelly, on top of that, video evidence, you have, you know, actual shit that he's said and done in his past.
And he
There's no doubt in my mind R. Kelly did it. Just like there was no doubt in almost every American's mind that O.J. Simpson killed his wife.
Right.
I'm sorry. There's just no doubt. The guy did it. He, you know, and in this case, this is, you know, these are strictly allegations. This is where you have one guy's word against another, you know, against another's. And, you know, Gearbox issued a statement saying that, you know, this is completely slanderous. It's completely out of hand and is not true. We are looking at, you know, they're looking into it. They're going to take him to court. They look forward to going to court against him. The thing I'm looking forward to is if he's saying that this is, you know, that there's child pornography involved, where are the cops? Yeah. Why aren't you getting the police involved? Yeah. Where are the police in this matter? Because that is not something to be taken lightly, ever.
Yeah. Hopefully it's all false. And if it is true, I hope the fucking lawyer gets nailed as well for being complicit.
Yeah, for being complicit in it. Having the drive.
Hey, don't get us wrong. We're perfectly aware that the CEO of Gearbox is kind of a dick.
Yeah.
There's been plenty of fucking stories about him.
Yeah.
But, you know, just because somebody's an asshole doesn't mean that they deserve to be, you know, dragged through the fucking mud. So yeah.
This is true.
Yeah, they can do it themselves.
Yeah.
Through their own actions and what they put out in the public. That's exactly what'll take place. So, it's just a really crazy, crazy situation. Miles, do you have anything else to bring up?
Bungie announced their Activision. They're confirming their split from Activision.
Yep.
They've already begun the process for it. On the surface, fucking great. Applaud it. fuck Activision. However, I don't think it's really gonna do Bungie any real favors. But they can prove us wrong. I'll be more than happy for them to prove us wrong. But they've been kind of half-assing their job for a while.
I was gonna say, if they prove us wrong, we still win because that means they didn't get a product that we want.
They, you know, and Bungie has claimed that part of that has, in the past, I should say, that their employees have claimed that a lot of what's been going on and the reason why things have felt lazy is because of they felt like the ridiculous release schedule from Activision was just something that couldn't be lived up to. And okay, I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt on that. The other things that won't change.
Basically, we're not going to get the Bungie that we were getting with Halo.
You'll never get the, and that's the thing. You'll never get the Bungie that you want from Halo because
they're all 343.
They don't work there anymore. They all work at 343. They all work at other companies. You know, two of them or several of them work at Naughty Dog now. There's a few of them that work at. I think one or two of them or two of the designers that worked on Halo Project now work at Sucker Punch. These guys have all left because of what was happening with Destiny. What was taking place when they were creating Destiny and their vision for it was changing so drastically that they just said, fuck it, I'm out. I'm leaving. There's no point in me continuing to stay with a company that's not going to deliver on what we say we're going to deliver on and produce what we want to produce. So they left. Now, could they somehow come back to Bungie? Yeah, but you'd see that in the news at some point. You'd see that being talked about, like, oh, these employees are coming back to Bungie and, you know, want to work on the next Destiny or the next project. But also keep in mind that Bungie is doing this and they're essentially fulfilling the contract that they had with Activision to begin with. When they started to develop on Destiny, the contract with Activision was 10 years of publishing rights for Destiny. Now, obviously, that's happening a little sooner than you thought, but that could also mean the 10-year full development cycle, which could be from the time they took on the contract, which would be after the development of Destiny started. So They started the development of Destiny. They found Activision as a publisher. Activision signed on for them and basically paid for the development cycle of Destiny. That's what's taking place. And the development cycle of Destiny up till now is about 10 years total. That's Destiny 1 and 2. So from the time they started to now, that's 10 years of development. So they've essentially completed a contract, and this was planned to eventually part ways to begin with. So while PR-wise, both companies are acting all hunky-dory and how this is always what they wanted and things were great between them, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of love lost between Bungie and Activision overall, just on how they dealt with one another. One being a developer who ended up leaving Microsoft because they wanted to get away from Microsoft. They wanted to get away from having to always create Halo games and create something new, to sign up with another publisher that was just as demanding and even more demanding than Microsoft was. So, it's a good thing to see. I think they got a lot of hurdles in front of them, because developing and publishing your own games, as Valve can attest to, is one, very, very costly, and two, very hard to do.
Actually, what would be really interesting, and this is because of the way Microsoft is going right now, I could easily see Microsoft buying Bungie up.
Again?
Yeah, I could see it.
After they bought their own.
I mean, they might. They might not. I don't know.
The way they've been buying up companies, it's possible.
I think it's possible. Sure. I don't.
Yeah, I could see that if Bungie's CEO, their current,
not Activision, the original Bungie, founder. I could see, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, like, okay.
If Bungie, I could see that if Bungie ends up, deciding to, their CEO decides to leave. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I can see
if he decides he wants to retire that and call it good, then yeah, he would. He, I could totally see him selling his studio and saying that's it.
Yeah, that or if maybe even Sony might come out, and because Sony needs to kind of start getting back into the game, keeping up. Because, I mean, Microsoft is buying.
What do you mean Sony needs to kind of get... Sony
has, Sony's in
Sony,
the game. I meant,
Microsoft bought up all these studios, and Sony still has ten more studios than Microsoft does.
But, I mean, we're talking about a big major...
Not slowing down.
I'm not saying they're slowing down, but what I'm saying is just like, you got a big major studio that put out a huge AAA games out in the market on its own. So I could easily see Microsoft, the way they've been buying up studios. I can even see Sony, and maybe there might be a little bit of a bidding war to go after them. It'd be interesting. Yeah, I mean, it couldn't happen.
I think Miles nailed it. It's not going to happen anytime soon. I think they're going to try and stand on their own too. Especially since they just took $100 million to create a new IP.
That's true.
From an investor from China.
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
So,
I mean, I just got a feeling that it could easily happen, but we'll see.
Yeah. The $100 million, though, is the thing that's interesting, because that just proves that they still need some kind of money flow coming from somewhere in order to keep things open. So, clearly they didn't.
But that's why I'm
clearly
also
they
saying,
didn't want to stick with Activision.
Well, yeah, Activision is just toxic.
But whoever invested that money, they've got to end up creating a new product for it.
True, and I think the thing is also.
So here's a question: Will Destiny end up taking a small backseat? Now, keep in mind, listeners, the reason why I say that is because, in order for Activision to continue with the schedule that they had set up for Destiny 2 and continue to have content drop for it, even in the new release schedule, they had to employ several other developers that were not Bungie to create content for Destiny 2.
Yeah, but Bungie now owns the rights to...
Bungie now owns the rights to it. Will Bungie continue to employ these other developers to make content? Or will Bungie let Destiny take a little bit of a backseat, go with a slower release schedule, do annual releases like they originally had planned?
Personally, I feel like the best route for Destiny right now is to take a backseat. And the reason why I say that is because if they are going to go and not make another DLC for Destiny 2, which is probably smart because of Forsaken is actually really popular amongst Destiny players right now, I can easily see Destiny taking a backseat. And if they are going to be making another Destiny, anything Destiny related, it will be a Destiny 3 game. And it would probably be in their best interest to take as much time as possible to make it the best game. And I think if they're smart, they would go that route and just make this a new IP and go with that and then go back to Destiny.
Yeah, next question is it going to be a story-based IP or is it going to be a Battle Royale-based IP?
I really hope it's a story-based.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe
Bungie will get Star Wars from EA.
Regardless of the fact, I think, you know, this is a good move for Bungie, and I really do hope that they that it works out well for them. But as a former fan of theirs, I have zero hope on what the next IP, what their new IP will be. I have zero hope for how Destiny might change or anything like that, because I think Destiny's pretty much set in stone where it's going to be. That I think that's going to be the norm from now on, and that's okay. It just means that I'm going to wait to buy the game until they do the, you know, here's the first part of the game, here's the next part of the game. When the next part of the game comes out, then I'll buy it. So with the new IP, though, I don't have a whole lot of hope for it, because I don't think their storytellers really know how to make a good story anymore. So will things really get better for them because they're leaving Activision? I doubt it. Will things really get better for us because they're leaving Activision? I doubt it. I think Bungie might be stepping in. I'm worried that they're stepping in a role that they're not ready for. So.
Oh, well, we'll just have to wait and see.
Yep. Indeed.
Anyways, other things I want to bring up is a review really quick. I can give you, finally, guys, listeners, I can give you a actual review for Darksiders 3. God. If you are a huge fan of Darksiders and Darksiders 2, and you want to know what's going on for the rest of the story, then yes, it's a buy. If you are not a huge fan yet, you wait until you can get this fucker on sale as cheap as fucking possible. It's not that it's a bad story. It's the fact that it's bad gameplay. I don't know what the fuck happened. Like, how do you go from having a pretty solid starting point of being a Zelda-like game to going to being a Zelda-like game with RPG elements to we're going to try and be like Dark Souls, and we're going to make linear dungeon crawling levels with minimal exploration. And I do say minimal because comparatively to 2, it is very low in the exploration scale. Having almost no skill tree buildups anymore, you don't actually build up like your abilities, there's no mana anymore, you don't have any you don't really have any magic. Your weapons are really fucking basic, and ruining your fucking combat system to the point where they actually had to patch in the old combat system for the game because they had so many fucking complaints. And then turning around and THQ CEO being so proud of the release and how well the developers have done. I'm sorry, dude. I know that you're trying for PR-wise, you're trying to show your support for your team, and I get that. I totally do. But your team fucked the pooch. Like, holy shit. How the fuck did you guys let this release like this? How was that even acceptable to change your game's core mechanics and the way the game worked entirely from 2 games to this just because you wanted to base your game because you had a new set of developers who wanted to base their game off of a better game? How is it better to have to, you know, beat an enemy to death with 50 blows versus the satisfaction of being a badass walking into a fight and knowing, I got this shit? You don't have that in this. It's gone. So I don't know what they were doing. So the other thing is it's based lightly off of Dark Souls, because Dark Souls actually has a block mechanic and a decent dodge. It's not great, but it's decent. At least I've seen people play it and they can do a double roll and get out of the way. This one, the dodge, it's dodgy. it'll work sometimes it won't. It's not perfect. And there's zero, like, the dodge is part of the counterattack, so there's no block. You don't have any form of blocking an opponent. So I find that I'm having to cheese some battles because I walk into a room with a semi-boss that I can't handle. Because the way that it attacks, she can't fucking fight it.
Did you ever think you were playing it wrong? Do you ever think that you just suck at games?
I think I suck at games all the time. I think I suck at games anytime I watch somebody play Dark Souls. I think I suck at games.
Right.
Just because I'm like, fuck, seriously? I'm awful. Like, I watch people play Ninja Gaiden, and I'm like, oh my god, I am a fucking meat popsicle of a human being. This is sad. Stupid. I'm so bad at video games. Horrible.
That was the first game that I played where I got through the first boss, and I was like, I'm okay not finishing this game.
Right?
Yeah, I almost got to that point in Dark Souls 3, or Darksiders 3. I was like, oh my god, like, this is just not good. Like, I felt it was, maybe it was me. Maybe I did something wrong.
Did I do something?
I felt like I was in an abusive relationship where I did something wrong.
It was a Star Wars prequels moment again.
That's,
did I like it?
It's just like, fuck, like, what the fuck is going on? Like, maybe I'm like just remembering Darksiders
is it
2 me? And 1 wrong. Like, maybe I'm just remembering them wrong, and I'm like, I'm going through this. I'm like, no. Like, this is just bad. This is just badly made. And the biggest problem I have with it is the fucking checkpoints. Like, you have to blast through entire areas to get to a fucking boss fight, right? If you don't, you die and go all the way back to the beginning of the level, practically.
Jesus.
It's fucking nuts. I sat there, I'm like, are these, like, I literally had to look up, like, are these, do I have the checkpoints turned off? Like, what the hell? And when I looked it up,
am I playing Iron Mode?
The first thing I saw in there was, are these checkpoints a joke? Like, they, like, on their own fucking forums, like, people were asking, like, what the fuck's with the checkpoints here? You have no self-saving, like, you can't go in there and manually save anymore. It's all based off of checkpoints. And the checkpoints are so far away, like, so far in between, that it is easier to leave the game from where you are and have it start you exactly where you're at than it is to continue going forward and hope you don't die.
Fair.
So I got into the game. I was like, okay, you know, this is it's different than the other ones. I'll try and figure out some of the mechanics. I got into the first boss fight and died, and it threw me all the way to the very beginning of the game. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was like looked around the room like, what the fuck just happened? Like, did I just get thrown out of the fucking match? Like, yeah, I did. I got thrown out of the game. I got thrown out and got put back to the beginning of the game. I show back up, and the boss is still waiting for me to fight him. Like I never left. Like, the boss is still like, all right, I'm in boss mode, waiting for you. And I show back up, and it goes right back into the boss fight. I was like I never took off. I'm like, this is fucking weird. Like, I'm so used to other games where, like, if you die in the middle of the boss fight, you start the boss just the boss fight over again.
Right.
And no, like, it threw me at the beginning of the level while the boss was like, all right, I'll wait here for you. Like, all right, well, I'll just run through the rest of the level to get back to you. And it really was, you know, the first boss fight was really kind of my fuck up. So, okay, maybe I'm just bad at the game, right? Maybe I'm just bad at the game. So I defeat the boss finally, and then I go through this whole thing, and finally I get to the next part. And just to test things out on how the checkpoints work, I die, and it sends me back to the beginning of the level, and I go, yeah, these checkpoints are fucking garbage. Sweet. This is great. This is not what I really wanted to play. So I've been playing it in spurts now, which is kind of sad, because once you start getting into it and Fury starts understanding what's been going on with her brothers, it starts to get a little intriguing. But right now I'm very unimpressed, and I'm a big fan of the first two games, and I really wanted this to be a good game, and I was looking forward to playing as Fury, and now I'm just kind of like, it's just okay.
And speaking of just okay, Vargo and I played a bit of Celeste.
Oh yeah.
And that's exactly it. It's just okay.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing special about it. Don't understand why it won any kind of an award.
How was that game nominated for Game of the Year?
No idea.
Listeners, we would love to hear your point. Like, this is one thing. Listeners, please go on our Facebook and start up a new conversation. So, you know, title it Celeste. Title it, Darksiders 3. Give us your opinion. We actually would like to hear it. And tell us what you think. Like, did you think Celeste deserved all the credit, like, in the hype that it was getting from being nominated for Game of the Year? And the reason why we asked this is because we played it, and it doesn't do anything new. It's the story's just mediocre, and overall, it's just a decent platformer. So,
yeah.
Why it was nominated for Game of the Year and is loved by so many people is something that completely dumbfounds us. Like, was it just the year of nominating mediocrity? We had two great games the entire year, and everything else was just mediocre. So we'll just nominate those. I don't know. I thought the games were better this year than they were the previous year. So I don't get it. So yeah, it's free right now on Xbox Live if you have gold. So go ahead and pick up Celeste. Tell us what you think. Tell us if you think it's one. If you're one of the people that gave it a 5 stars out of there, we would love to hear why. Like what your justification for giving it a 5-star is. On a personal note, if I were to give it a star rating out of 5 stars, I'd give it a 3.5. It's not a bad game. It's a good game. It's a good platformer. It's just not, didn't leave me going, oh my God, I got to play more of it. I got, almost to the very end of the game, and I still sat there going, why is this love so much? I mean, Miles, you didn't get to go as far, but you got to a point of frustration where you're just like, fuck this.
Yeah, I got to, I think, the second or third level, and I was like, all right, I'm just not having fun. Like, it's just it's a tough platformer. Yeah. Not impossible by any means, but, yeah, it gets annoying. So I was like, well, I'm not playing this any further.
Yeah,
so.
Unless there's reason to say
Miles. Yeah, that's what I said. It's just okay.
Miles has reached that point in his life where now if things just aren't fun, he's just not going to play them.
Yep.
Unlike your guys' movie selection. Yeah, this looks like trash. Let's watch this.
The movies you watch are fun, though.
I don't get fun from the movie. I get fun from making fun.
Well, I mean, sometimes you get fun from how shitty the movie is. Not even just making fun of it. I was going to say, we've watched plenty of movies that are entertaining just because of how bad they are.
It's awesome to listen to, though. I'm not going to lie.
But making fun of them makes them a hell of a lot more yes. fun.
The funniest, actually, participating, though, is even better.
Yeah, well, whatever. I think it's fun because I'll be watching something, and something will be happening in the show I'm watching or whatever. And all of a sudden, they'll make a comment, and it actually just kind of goes with my show, too. So I'm just starting losing my shit.
Speaking of which, happens all the time.
We should probably
Miles will be playing a game and say something and it goes exactly with what I'm watching.
Yeah, it's...
We should probably watch Starship Troopers again sometime.
Definitely.
Oh.
Fucking love that movie.
Although I was told multiple times already that I won't be allowed to hang out in the chats if I don't watch Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. So, you guys might not be here.
We got 6 years to wear you down.
6 years. Wait, I didn't know that was mandatory.
To wear him down?
No, to watch that movie.
Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
Apparently it is for me.
We just feel like we failed you as friends if you don't watch
it. But I have to watch it with them.
You're missing out on joy.
That's what they told me,
too. It's our job to ram it down your throat.
They're like, when you watch it, you're watching it with us.
Yeah.
I was thinking, and I was just going to fuck with them one night, and I'll be like, nah, I already watched it, dude. Without them, and just watch just the chaos ensue.
There wouldn't be chaos. We would immediately start quoting things and see if you got any of the references, and you wouldn't. So
probably not. Anyway, so
there was a little bit of news with Psych, and I say news because it's news to me. Thanks, Chip Chapley.
If I haven't seen it, it's news to me.
Timothy Osmundson, Lasser from Psych. If you're a fan, and you've seen the movie, you would know that he predominantly wasn't in the movie because he suffered a small stroke. Apparently, James Rhodey and Dulé Hill were questioned at a convention about another movie, and they said that everybody's down for it. They'll keep churning them out so long as they're wanted.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we could be getting Psych movies until we fucking pass away for all time. I know. But they definitely did make a point to say that they definitely want Timothy Osmundson in it more predominantly. They're looking forward to getting him back into it. Supposedly, according to an update from him in, I think it was July, that was about a year of recovery for him. He's supposedly recovering very well. And getting better.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's still got kind of a road ahead of him. So, I mean, that's really positive and really great
to hear. Yeah, that's why they also stopped making Gallivant. Because he had the stroke in the middle.
Yeah, well, it's part of it, yeah.
Gallivant was freaking amazing. That show was hysterical. Love that show. Especially him. When he starts singing, I mean, the guy can sing.
Yeah.
And you see
he's
Lassiter.
A fantastic talent.
He's an amazing actor.
I really want to see him back.
So, the fact that, you know, they stopped the show because of that and everything, it's kind of a bummer, but... No, it'd be cool to see him.
Yeah,
back.
Definitely made me excited to hear that another one is sort of in the works.
Yeah, I just want
to
see more Psych.
So, I started watching it all again on Amazon because it's just so good.
I'm gonna wrap this up with some movie reviews. I went and saw Mary Poppins Returns. It's a decent sequel.
I heard that there's another sequel in the works.
It'd be cool to see another sequel. I enjoyed it, although listeners, if you go and see it, I will say. The music is not as good as the traditional Mary Poppins in that it is not as catchy. And I realize that it is impossible to come up with a catchier song than Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, but it's not even as good as Spoonful of Sugar. The whole movie for the original Mary Poppins, like almost every single song is fucking rememberable. And there's not one song in the new one that I can actually remember off the top of my head, and that's how bad that is. Like, I sat there, I was like, I'm like, that's not a good thing. When I walked out of the theater, I was like, nothing was catchy enough. There was not one song that was catchy enough that I actually went, you know, this will be remembered. This will remember. I will remember all of the stuff that I saw because visually it's amazing to watch. They have an entire section that they, you know. The traditional animation, hand animation style again, like the original. And it is done very impressively, very beautifully. Mixes, you know, modern technology with basically old school hand-drawn technology. It's really fucking good. But when I walked away and I went, there wasn't really a catchy song. It didn't have a, you know, Step in Time. It didn't have, like, it had a song that tried to be like Step in Time, but it was just kind of like, it's all right. So, it's enjoyable. I thought that Emily Blunt did a fantastic job as Mary Poppins. And it's still...
I don't know. I think it should probably have been Michael Rooker.
Mary Poppins, y'all.
So, it was worth seeing. So, go see it. If you have a family, definitely see it. If you don't have a family, well, go be there and be the creepy guy in the theater. That everybody goes, is he worth a kid or is he just here? That I constantly get look at when I go see Pixar movies or fucking animated films for.
Yeah, by the way, why is it so weird to everybody else to go see a movie by yourself?
To be a grown-ass man and go see it?
Or just, like, going to the movies by yourself in general. It's awesome. I don't have to share anything with anybody.
Yeah.
And I can go see a movie.
Maybe that's the reason.
No, I'm just saying, like, I found...
Somebody always winds up sitting next to me, so I fucking... Can't stand that shit.
like in an airplane.
I went by myself, and I can't even sit by myself.
Yeah, somebody keeps wanting to fucking talk to me. Weird.
It just kind of reminded me. I've always wondered that. I've never had any problem. It's the same with going to a restaurant by yourself. If I'm hungry and I don't want to cook, I'm going to go out.
Yeah.
I don't know why society thinks it's weird that I took myself out to dinner.
Guy's eating by himself.
That's why you go to the bar. Nobody questions
what?
It.
I can't have a
just be glad he's not eating you.
Just eat at the bar. Yeah, I've definitely done that a few times. But.
I do it at home. Mostly light some candles. You know,
get a little U time.
Yeah, man.
I get it.
Central night.
Roofie yourself.
Roofie yourself.
Wake up! What happened? Why am I naked? Why is my apartment door locked?
Nobody additionally, we haven't gotten to talk about this, but Bumblebee is fantastic.
It was a lot of fun.
It was everything that I had hoped it would be, and I really want them to continue with this as a fucking reboot.
So,
just leave it as is. Keep going.
So from what I've heard about that, though, I guess the secret ending or whatever, it retconned the original Michael Bay movies.
Oh, yeah, it completely reboots the series.
It reboots the series, but there's a big issue going on right now because it's not really hitting the numbers they wanted for a Transformers movie, And apparently the plan was is that they were going to make a shared Hasbro, right? Is the company. They were going to do basically what the whole story is that they were going to do a shared Hasbro universe. So it was going to be not only just Transformers, it was going to be G.I. Joe in there with the Transformers. And I guess because it's not hitting the numbers, I guess it's up in the air now. I feel like they should just keep going and make a new G.I. Joe movie.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I literally don't.
Oh.
So I don't know how it's doing numbers wise or anything like that. I think that holding it up to anything other than being a good Transformers movie is asking too much.
Yeah,
I think unfortunately, Michael Bay
killed it.
the reason why I'm saying that is because if Paramount wants it to be this huge, huge hit in order to continue making a universe off of it, they need to just keep building from here, because this one movie is not going to win fans back. You lost so many fucking fans with the atrocities of fucking the Last Knight and before that.
Just Michael Bay.
Just the Michael Bay series alone. You lost fans after one did well. Two did decently. Three, you lost fans. It started going down from there. Four, lost more fans. Five, lost even more fans. Like, basically, you have lost all, any goodwill you had with fans is gone. The ones that you're going to get back are the ones that are that like me, go see this movie and then tell every single person that I know that's a fan, go see it.
Yeah, I need to go see
it. Which I have said multiple times.
I had no interest at all until you gave it as much praise as you did.
Yeah, and I walked away. I was like, this movie was every single thing that I wanted from Transformers 1.
Yeah, well, it's all Gen 1. It's all P1 series.
It's not just that story wise. Everything about it, like the main character is so likable. Everything that happens in it, it feels like my childhood came to life. It was so fucking awesome.
Well, I mean, there's
the first 5 minutes is on Cybertron, and I sat there going, "This is the greatest Transformers movie ever made." Like, in 5 fucking minutes, that's all it took. Was me going, "This is the greatest Transformers movie ever fucking made." And I mean, fucking, Soundwave?
Did he sound like
He sounded exactly like fucking Soundwave.
Oh, so he didn't.
It was Soundwave.
He didn't sound like Dr. Claw?
No! It was fucking great.
Which is actually the literal voice they used in Transformers 2.
Everything was the way it was. And Optimus Prime, listeners, this was not Daniel Sun in disguise. This was Optimus fucking Prime from the 80s. He kicked ass. Like, every fucking scene he was in, he just destroyed everything. To the point where, like, literally, there's a moment where not to give away anything, but there's literally a point where you see every fucking Decepticon going after him at once.
Well, yeah, I heard
because that's the only way they'll be able to stop him.
Well, and I also heard that they actually show Jazz. They show even
they show Rodimus. They show lots of.
They show Rodimus. They show Jazz. RC. They show then they show the ambulance. Ratchet. I mean, and I heard they show actually even like Jumper.
You remember Cybertron from the first Transformers?
Oh, yeah.
And all that. Yeah, it's nothing like that. You remember Cybertron from the 80s?
Oh, yeah.
It's exactly like that.
Well, that's the one I wanted. That's the one I've been wanting.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. And this is a little bit of a spoiler, but I lost my shit when John Cena goes, "We're seriously going to disbelieve these guys? Their names are literally Decepticons." And I went, "Fucking thank you."
That's not a red flag to anybody.
So real quick before we end, more about the Bumblebee. Apparently John Cena's character was supposed to be a Joe.
I didn't get that from it.
I guess that's what he was supposed to be. That was going to start the whole shared universe.
That was a fan theory. We talked about this on a podcast already.
Yes.
No, it was actually supposed to be actually in the movie now.
I have never heard
Screen this. Rant ran an article about it.
When?
A couple days ago. I read it.
Okay.
I was at work. I was bored.
All I know is I hated his character for 90% of that movie.
Pretty much.
So, I heard they're still trying to pull the whole shared universe. With G.I. Joe.
Me want to watch The Breakfast Club afterwards, too. It's fucking great.
Oh, man, since it's in the 80s, it already had the best fucking soundtrack.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah, it's fucking awesome. Yeah. So, no, listeners, if you were to like base movies off of, if I would actually go see it again in the theaters, and I would absolutely see this movie again in the theaters.
That's cool because I haven't seen it.
It's
yet.
Very rare that it's very rare that happens anymore today, and I absolutely would go see this again in the theaters.
I just hope they keep going with it and they do the whole shared universe. I was more intrigued about that.
Yeah,
I just thought that would be a really cool idea. Because when we were kids,
it'd be really cool. I don't know how they do it. But
I don't care how they do it as long as it looks 80s and it's fun.
The problem with the shared universe is the same problem that happens with every superhero shared universe, and that's if you come up against something so big, bad, and badass, why didn't you call the other guys in to help?
I know, but the thing is like, I can see it as a...
Which brings me to Miss Marvel. Why the fuck didn't they call her ass in earlier? And if you're wondering who Miss Marvel is, that's Captain Marvel for...
It's just a cool idea because when we were kids and we had the toys and everything, we always had our G.I. Joes with our Transformers and everything, and I just think it's a cool idea. It'd be
not
something
me.
Different.
Those motherfuckers lived in separate universes and never played with each other.
Then you're doing it wrong. it would be fun. It would just be fun to see them do. And it'd be something different when it comes to a shared universe. It's not just, you know, like the Marvel and the DC. It's,
I get it.
We got a bunch of toys and you're making a movie out of
it. I get it.
Cool. Let's go.
Yeah, I get it.
So,
another movie that was really good, and this is my last one, is Aquaman. Aquaman was so damn good. It was almost, and I say this almost as good as Wonder Woman.
I heard it did beat the numbers for Wonder Woman. Is that right?
No, I don't know. Wouldn't be surprised. But it was epic as fuck. And there was so much going on screen. I want to see it again just so I can see other stuff.
Be cool.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go see it this upcoming week.
I finally got paid from work, since I only get paid once a month.
It's like Star Wars in the ocean.
So, yeah, I really want to go check it out. It does look a lot of fun. One thing that did drop while we were gone was... I might have missed this with you guys when I was on my break. Did you guys talk about the Avengers trailer?
Yes.
Okay, so never mind. Yeah. So we're good. Bye. That was the only thing. I wanted to talk about it, but you guys already talked about it. So.
Yep. So, listeners, thank you for listening to us. Please follow us on Facebook. Delete your Twitter or your Twitter account.
Your Twitter account. You always do that.
I don't know why.
Fucking twits.
So, delete your Twitter account. If you don't want to delete your Twitter account and you really feel like following us, you can, but we don't do a whole lot. please follow us on podbean.com. If you don't like iTunes, if you do like iTunes, subscribe to us on iTunes. Tell your friends about us. It's pretty much the only way we get around because we really do believe in the power of sharing.
Except for herpes.
And measles. That shit's got to stop.
Guys.
And not, you know, vaccination's important.
I'm going home. Fuck this.
This is Margo.
This is Josiah.
Miles.
This is Loach. Keep on geeking on.
And we're out. Song.